In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today we read the readings of the third Sunday of the blessed month of Amshir. The blessed month of Amshir revolves around the Eucharist. So on the first Sunday of Amshir, we read basically at the end of that gospel, we read what the beginning of this gospel was. Today, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food that endures to everlasting life. And so it points to us thinking of the heavenly food that comes from heaven, the Eucharist. The second Sunday was the miracle of the five loaves and two fish, and there's many symbols in there pointing again to the Eucharist. And then today the Lord explicitly says to us, He is the bread of life. He came down to give us this life. And this morning I just want to focus on one thing that Saint Ignatius of Antioch said. He said, our Lord Jesus Christ, this bread of life, is the medicine of immortality. The medicine of immortality. And that's all we want to talk about this morning. When the human race fell, we fell away from grace. We were living in a state of grace, and we had the ability to live on forever. When St. Athanasius writes about this, he writes that basically we were going to live in paradise forever. We had life, and we chose death. And the Lord comes and gives us the ability to have life again through this medicine of immortality, His body and His blood, to go from corruption to incorruption again, from death to life. And so when we think about us coming to the church, the hospital, you know, we come for medicine. We come to be healed. We come for a cure. And oftentimes we've gotten into a habit. I come just to come. I come and partake of the Eucharist, yes, but I don't pay attention to what it is because it's become a habit. But when I focus again, when I think about what it is I'm partaking, about how it purifies me, how it strengthens me, how it gives me power, how it cleanses me of my sins, how it gives me life. Life Himself enters into my body. He Himself, life Himself enters. And so whatever death, whatever weakness vanishes because I unite with Him. And so I feed on Him. But oftentimes we get into this habit of going through the motions of life, focusing on the food that does not last forever. We focus on things that are earthly. Our honor, our lusts, our pride, our material possessions, all these different things that we're focused on. And it takes us away from the focus of what it is we truly need. This medicine of immortality. There's this story, an analogy that is shared about this baker. He's walking and he has this basket of bread, and a loaf of bread falls. And so the loaf of bread falls and there's crumbs on the ground. And so these three sparrows come down to grab the crumbs. The first sparrow takes all the crumbs and the two others have nothing to eat. And so all three fly away. They fly away, one having eaten and the other two didn't. What happened is, the first one ate the crumbs. The second ones were focused on the crumbs, but there was a whole loaf there. Instead of, you know, eating from the loaf, they just wanted the crumbs. And so they went away hungry. And often we are like those sparrows, searching for crumbs here on earth. Things that don't satisfy, things that don't fill. And yet we have the loaf from heaven, the bread of life, the medicine of immortality that is available to us, and we don't pay attention. Again, we forget the strength we get from the altar. We forget the power we get from the altar. We forget the healing we get. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, at least this saying is attributed to Saint Cyril, says something beautiful that I want to read to you. If the poison of pride is swelling up in you, turn to the Eucharist, and the bread which is your God, humbling and disguising Himself, will teach you humility. And so he's saying, if I am full of pride, let me approach basically the Eucharist here on the altar. And He who is full of humility will teach me humility, because I unite with humility Himself when I partake of Him. Again, Saint Cyril continues, if the fever of selfish greed rages in you, feed on this bread and you will learn generosity. So if I'm a greedy person, if I can't let go of my money, if I can't share, unite with Him who is full of generosity, full of love, and I will learn to be generous like Him. If the cold wind of coveting withers you, hasten to the bread of angels, and charity will come to blossom in your heart. If you feel the itch of intemperance, nourish yourself with the flesh and blood of Christ, who practiced heroic self-control during his earthly life, and you will become temperate. So if I don't have self-control in my life, I say I get angry easily. I can't control myself in various things. I'm a gluttonous person. Whatever it is, I'm intemperate. I don't have self-control. He says again, unite with him who practiced this heroic self-control in his life. When we unite with him who accomplished everything on our behalf, we become more and more like him. He continues, if you are lazy and sluggish about spiritual things, strengthen yourself with the heavenly food and you will grow fervent. So again, if I'm lazy, I don't want to pray. Or I want to, but I'm lazy with my prayers. I'm sluggish with my spiritual readings. Even coming on Sunday, I come half-heartedly. Maybe because I'm forced, maybe because it's a duty, maybe because I fear that if I don't come, I'm not going to do well in my job or in my exams. Whatever it is, here we are today. St. Cyril is telling us, if you are lazy and sluggish with spiritual matters, okay, unite with him. Confess that you are lazy and sluggish and realize that he who is full of fervor and zeal can grant you zeal in your spiritual life. And the last thing he says here, he says, lastly, if you feel scorched by the fever of impurity, go to the banquet of the angels and the spotless flesh of Christ will make you pure and chaste. And so if I'm full of impurity, if I'm fought with lusts, if I'm fought with all these thoughts of impurity or even other types of impurity, okay, unite with him who is full of purity, he says, and he will make you pure. If you truly value purity in your life, come and unite with him. Confess your impurity to him and unite with him. Saint Cyril here is telling us, every weakness we have, every passion we think we cannot overcome, the only means to overcome is here on the altar. This medicine of immortality that is present on the altar. And we need it to overcome our passions, to overcome our vices. If we want to get well, if we want to enter the hospital and receive the healing it is offering, let us stand before him offering sincere repentance. Let us realize that the liturgy is an opportunity for us to examine ourselves. Say, Lord, I acknowledge my pride. I acknowledge my greed. I acknowledge my laziness. I acknowledge my intemperance. I acknowledge my impurity and lusts. And I come before you, Lord, asking for strength, asking for healing, asking for the medicine of immortality, that when I unite with you, I may become humble. I may become full of zeal. I may become full of self-control. I may become a pure and chaste person. And so unite with him and examine yourselves. You know, at the end of liturgy, Abuna holds a piece of the body and he says, the holies are for the holy. And if we were to ask ourselves, who here can answer, yes, I'm holy, so this is for me? Really, none of us are truly holy. And so we might feel unworthy of partaking. But right before this happens, right after we pray the fraction and we say, our Father, you're all kneeling down. It's not a break. It's not for you to shut your eyes for a few moments or to grab your phone and check if you've missed any messages. It's a moment given to you to offer repentance prior to approaching the Eucharist, prior to approaching the medicine of immortality. While you're kneeling, Abuna's praying all these inaudible prayers, asking for God to uproot the passions, asking for God to forgive us, asking for God to basically absolve all of us. And so if we are offering sincere repentance during that time, not just taking a break, then we become worthy to approach. We've become holy by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And then we can come and approach the holies, come and partake of the medicine of immortality, and become strengthened by the power in him. I'll end with a story that illustrates this. A story about St. Paul the Simple. He was a very righteous man and the disciple of Ava Antony. And they were standing outside the church. He was standing outside the church greeting all his disciples entering for the services one day. And he was very cheerful. And then he entered and they saw him start weeping. And he became very sad. And then by the end of the liturgy, he was full of joy again. So the disciples came to Ava Paul and asked him, what happened to you? In the beginning, you were greeting us cheerfully. Then you began weeping all of a sudden. And then you became cheerful again at the end of the services. What happened to you? And so he called for this one brother. And he said to him, do you mind sharing what happened? And so the brother says, yes, Ava, I will share. And so this brother related that when he entered the church, he entered having all these sins. He had struggled for years with lusts in his life, and he could not overcome. And he wasn't really repentant about it. And so he entered the church, and when St. Paul saw him enter, he began weeping because he saw the darkened state of his soul and how his guardian angel was walking far from him. And so this disciple continued, and he said, during the liturgy, the reading started, I heard a passage from the readings that convicted me. And so I began repenting. And that's why we say come early to hear the readings. Not just to make you come early for no reason, but it's for you to realize that the Word of God convicts. And then when it convicts you, you may offer repentance. So this brother heard the readings and was convicted and offered repentance and asked for forgiveness from God the entire liturgy. And then, of course, when he partook of the Eucharist, walked out strengthened. And so St. Paul saw the state of his soul from a darkened soul entering the church to an enlightened soul walking out of the church. And so he told his disciples, I saw him enter in darkness and walk out in light. I saw his guardian angel walk in distant from him and walk out cheerful with him. And so I must rejoice again. This is the gift we're given, this medicine of immortality that we've taken as a habit. If we approach it today in every liturgy, thinking of our sins, allowing God to convict us during the liturgy, exposing our weakness and saying, Lord, here are my weaknesses. When I approach you today, not only do I ask you to cleanse me, but I ask you to unite with me and give me power, the power that you've achieved or that you've given to all of humanity when you basically accomplished these things in your life. You fulfilled self-control. You fulfilled humility. You fulfilled purity in your life. And so fulfill all these things in my life. May God grant us the grace to approach the medicine of immortality and take of it in a worthily way and walk out full of life and full of life. And to our God be the glory now and ever and unto the ages of the ages. Amen.